This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewee. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewee.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low to the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summer Hoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewee of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Score is broadcast to the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer for Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Modern for 28. Woo! That was a bomb.
That was deep. Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, he had a really good second half here today.
He had 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome live from the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center here at Vandalia High School, getting ready for regional semifinal action here in Division 7 tonight. The first of two games here on scoresbroadcast.com. My name is Brandon Coverman. Alongside me, Chuck McBee, right here from Press Row at the Student Activity Center. We got the Rushi Raiders taking on the Westerville Northside Christian Lions here tonight in our first game here tonight. And taking a look at both teams here tonight. First, taking a look at Westerville Northside Christian. They are 19-6 overall on this season. They beat Shekinah Christian in a district final here to punch their ticket to the regional tournament. One thing that they're noticing about this is their first ever district title, and their head coach, Harrison Hoofkin, is an Ohio State alum.
Well, okay, so I like them for that. you know, a lot of these, last night there was one of the new Christian charter schools that got there for the first time, and it doesn't bode well for them, quite honestly, because the schools that tend to pick where they're going to come to for a regional, they know what they're doing, so they pick that spot. That's what Rushi did. That's what who won last night?
We had Miami Valley Christian Academy.
Yeah.
No.
Who did they play?
They played Marion.
Marion Local, that's right. And you know what? This is probably going to be, you know, a thumping too. I was happy for Miami Valley Christian last night that it didn't get to a running clock until there was like 4 seconds ago, so that doesn't count. That's what schools are trying not to do. Mississinawa, when I talked to their coach at Piqua after the game and I told him how impressed I was with these kids, all freshmen and sophomores. And he goes, our goal before the season started was to not have a running clock in any one of our games, and we did that. And he said, and then we were 500, so we were pretty happy.
Well, taking a look at this Northside Christian team, some of their players to look at. Well, first one to look at is Terrell Jackson. He was a four-year starter. Over 1,000 points. He was first team D7 in the Central District and also earned the Central District Player of the Year. Trail's running mate is a four-year starter. Another 1,000-point scorer by the name of Josh Cook. He was all first team league. They play in the Mid-Ohio Christian Athletic League. The winner of that league was Tree of Life Christian at 11-1. Then Shekinah Christian, who finished 10-2 in league play. And then Northside Christian was 9-3. But Northside Christian beat Shekinah Christian to earn a spot here in this regional tournament.
Well, I mean, you know, one team got to win the league and the other team gets to come to the regional. So I think it's only fair. But, you know, they look like they got some athletes. I think that, you know, they will compete. But I don't think they've ever seen anything like what Rushi's going to throw at them defensively. You can try to practice it. We did that with Trotwood. I would put 7 guys out there to press against my 5 getting ready for Trotwood. But when the game started, I think they had 8.
Well, and taking a look at those Rushi Raiders, they're 25-0 on the season. Of course, the tournament trail seems like in this new format to be the one seed has really benefited and made it really quite easy to get to the district finals. Raiders have not had a close contest. They've beaten Ansonia, Bradford, Cincinnati College Preparatory Academy, and now obviously taking on Northside Christian here tonight. big thing is just to keep focused. Know that Raiders are obviously heavy favorites. They could have a third game with Bakkens or maybe Franklin Monroe, depending on who wins that next matchup here. But the big thing for Coach Spencer Cardonier is to keep his kids focused here on tonight, which I've talked to Coach Cardonier a lot throughout the season, and one thing he's always focused on is one game at a time.
Yeah, and that is what they do, and they do it very well. I have never seen them really come out flat for a basketball game in the last 3 years with all this talent. It would have been easy to do, but no, they come out prepped and ready to go for every game, and they have an outstanding coaching staff.
Well, from storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight. The key building components are taking a look for Northside Christian. I think it's just, you know, handling that Rushi pressure and being able to limit second chance opportunities. You cannot give them live ball turnovers. We talked about how Vince Borchers, you know, was right up there and, you know, could have went either way for Shelby County League Player of the Year between him and Braylon Cardonier. Obviously, it did go to Cardonier, but man, if you're going to give live ball turnovers to guys like Vince Borchers, he's going to get easy layups, and then Dominic Francis is going to be throwing down some rim rockers here tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think he'll get a dunk or two in the game tonight, but when they throw that lob pass to him on the baseline, it's just and you see him elevate, he's got springs in his legs.
And the keys for Rushi, I think it's just tonight, you know, looking at the game here tonight, you know, playing for tonight. You know, this is a team with 11 seniors on the roster, so they know, you know, this could be it, you know, every time you put your team out on the floor at this point in the tournament. So I think that's a little easier for Coach Spencer Cardonier to say, hey, focus on this game because it could be over after tonight.
Right, and I know they're not looking ahead. They want to get out strong. They want to have this game over by halftime so they can do what they need to do to prepare then for Saturday. That is their goal.
Well, these are the key building components of today's game. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you to Ken Francis and all his staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We'll step aside, come back with more pregame here next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi for Sales and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And these 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, back here on ScoresBroadcast.com, getting ready for the regional semifinals action here from Vandalia Butler High School, Division 7, Northside Christian and Rushi. Brandon Coverman here along with Chuck McBee. Of course, coming up here, a lot of good games coming up here on the docket. Of course, after this game, I'll step aside. Jack Kramer will take my spot. We will have FM, Frank Monroe out of the WOAC, taking on Botkins here. Another Western Ohio Athletic Conference Shelby County Showdown, which has been a theme on scoresbroadcast.com and really in the D6 and 7 tournament here. The winner of that game will get the winner of this game here. Tomorrow night, we'll take a break. But Friday night, coming back, two games on the docket, 6 o'clock, Fort Loramie Girls taking on Ottoville, and then at 8:30, Minster taking on Columbus Grove from Elida High School. And then Saturday, we'll have the two Division 7 regional finals. We'll have the D6 game at 2 o'clock, that featuring Anna and Marion Local, and then D7, the winner of these two games here tonight, which we're crossing our fingers. It's both Rushi and Botkins. But, man, last night, let's talk about last night. I mean, hey, Marion won as expected, but Anna pulling off the upset is what some people would say. But, man, you and I mean, we talked, and even Jack talked about one of the best coaches, one of the most underrated coaches in the area is Nate Barhorst. His team 6-10. What are they? 16-10 now. Yep. And they are one game away from state. I mean, they are playing with nothing to lose right now, and that's the best way to coach is when you have nothing to lose.
If you would have seen his face last night when that last shot rolled off and he knew he won, it just brought joy to my heart to see him have the success last night. They were down 8 points with a minute and a half to go in the game, and they won by one. So, and a great shot by Meyer. He got into the lane. He got about an 8 to 10 footer, just buried it. And then at the other end, Sagister got up and got one on the rim, but he couldn't make it drop. So, just a terrific game last night for Anna.
I mean, like I said, just a terrific ball game, and Anna punching their spot into the regional finals. The first time, I believe, since 2021 they had done that. I think it was a COVID year when maybe they were here and lost to Taft.
They were here, yep.
And they brought a heck of a game to them before Taft ended up pulling that one out. But, you know, great job for Nate Barhorst's squad. And obviously, we have a good one coming up here, like we said, Botkins and FM. That plans on maybe being a, you know, more anticipated game here. Like we said, the Shelby County League has really showed their strength with this new format. One thing, you know, we're both, you know, not huge fans of this new format, but if there's one thing that we like is showing the strength of the Shelby County Basketball League.
Well, I mean, we're getting a chance to now see all the teams. We had to kind of put Anna on hold because they played at the same night as Rushi and Botkins and Jackson Center. So it was great to have them last night, and now, you know, we'll be able to cover them as far as they go the rest of the way.
Well, Shelby County Veteran Services at 133 South Ohio Avenue in Sydney provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. These services include VA claim assistance, emergency financial relief, transportation to VA medical appointments, and our on-site food pantry, just to name a few. Shelby County Veteran Services is here to ensure you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office, 937-498-7282, to schedule an appointment. For more information, visit us at shelbycountyveterans.org on our website or look for us on Facebook. We serve our country. We are here to now serve you. Well, we'll step aside here. We'll come back with some more pregame here next on scorespodcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
street sweepers, and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Well, back here on scoresbroadcast.com as we're getting ready here. Close to tip-off here for the Division 7 regional semifinals here from Vandalia Butler High School. Brandon Coverman, Chuck McBee here. And taking a look here, Raiders 25-0 trying to advance to 26-0. They win here tonight. Go to the Nutter Center on Saturday at 4 o'clock against the winner of Bakken's and FM. And really, we talk about, you know, the Raiders obviously being a heavy favorite. Raiders haven't had a game this year with inside 10 points. If there's anyone that's given them, though, any challenges here, it's been the Bakken's Trojans.
Absolutely. And they played them real early, and it was tied going into the fourth quarter. They ran them out in the fourth quarter because they ran their legs off. When they went to Bakken's, Bakken's got it down to 5 points in the fourth quarter, and then Rushi hit a couple of shots to pull away from that one. So Bakken's has the ability, but I think that Rushi is on a mission. They know that they're not getting ready to play Richmond Heights, not playing a Division I school this year. So they're really trying to get to Delta St. John's, and that Delta St. John's Rushi game is the Division 7 game everybody in the state wants to see.
Well, we're Schaefer Market's your new community go-to store. Schaefer Market on South Main in Fort Laramie has truly gone local. We found out from you, the customer, exactly what products you want to see on our shelves and inside the market. So now we offer Winners Meats, Mahaffey Pies, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses, and Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunch specials in the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh ordered subs, salads, and wraps. You'll like our new station that serves up hot coffee. Plus, we have a more varied selection of soft drinks. Stop by today and see all the new items as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market in Fort Laramie is your new community go-to store. But we'll step aside here and we'll come back here with the starting lineups. Ian Sipah here next. Northside Christian Lucia here up here next on sportspodcast.com.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
The Plaza in Bakken's is absolutely perfect. It's fantastic for your wedding reception.
Kayla Grevy and her husband Eric held their reception at the Palazzo for 450 people.
The Plaza looked amazing that night. The food was out of this world, and Taylor and her staff were awesome to work with.
The Palazzo in Bakken's is a spacious 8,000 square foot banquet hall. It's hosted wedding ceremonies and receptions, corporate parties, and many other special events for more than 20 years.
From start start to finish, set up to clean up, we do it all at the Palazzo and make it really easy on our guests.
Taylor Cottrell, General Manager of the Palazzo.
Some venues are several thousand dollars to rent, but we are much more affordable with full service, great food selections, and the bar package option you prefer.
People from Lima to Dayton and all over Western Ohio have enjoyed the Palazzo at 309 South Main Street in Botkins. Phone 937-693-6325. The Palazzo. For big gatherings, it's your perfect party place. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com as we're getting ready for the starting lineups here as Northside Christian taking on the Rushi Raiders. Fun fact, too, about Harrison Hootkin, who's the head coach of Northside Christian. We say played at Ohio State. He's got an assistant on his team, Musa Jallo, who also played at Ohio State, is that transferred to Indiana. But Harrison got this job by going to church with someone. Someone asked him to do this. He's applying to medical school right now. Okay, he's in the process of applying to medical school. So
that's good to hear.
So something about, you know, a life after athletics, a good positive story.
Absolutely. And it's nice that they came and they take good care of these kids, and I'm sure they're teaching them how to play basketball for sure.
Well, let's take a look at the starting lineups. First, taking a look for Spencer Cordonier's Rushi Raiders, number 24, senior Shelby County League Player of the Year, Braylon Cordonier. Number 20, a 6'1 senior Zeb Schultze. Number 12, a 6'6 senior Dominic Frances. Number 22, a 6-foot senior Vince Porchers. And rounding out the lineup, number 23, senior Benjamin York. The head coach of the Rushi Raiders is Spencer Cordonier. Named Division 7 head coach, Region 28, Southwest Ohio. And let's take a look at the starters here for Northside Christian. Number 1, a 5'10 senior, Josh Cook. Number 2, a 6'1 senior, Aziz Baugh. Number 4, a 6-foot senior, Dontrevial Trell Jackson. Number 13, a 6-foot senior, Paul Kiate. And number 34, Zach Lovegood, a 6'2 junior. The head coach, of course, of the Northside Christian Lions is Harrison Hoofkin. It'll be Jackson and Francis the tip here, and see about a 6-inch height difference here between Francis and Jackson. And as they are ready to tip here. And underway, the tip is controlled by the Lions here. By Lovegood, they'll give it out front. It'll be Trell Jackson. Jackson will look to give it to the right side. Give it back up over to Lovegood. Back up over to Jackson. And Zeb Borchers pokes that basketball away. Goes Vince Borchers up ahead quickly. Dominic Francis going up under. Nice reverse layup there by Dominic Francis.
Boy, good job of staying with it.
And a nice steal by Zeb Schultze. He thought that might have been a foul there right away.
Yeah, a little bit of one.
And here come the Lions. Out front, it's Trell Jackson. Jackson on the exchange, back over to Josh Cook. Cook out front. Here comes the Raider pressure right out here in front of us on press row. Here comes the run and jump swing by the Raiders. Lions work it around the arc. It's Baugh out front. He's at the top of the key, gives it back out to Josh Cook. Cook, a 1,000-point scorer here for the Lions. Pressured out front. Raiders got him doubled, and Coach Harrison Hoofkin going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with him. 1 minute in this ballgame. Rushi 2, Northside Christian nothing here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com, 1 minute into this contest, it's 2-0. Rushi ahead of Northside Christian, and Raiders applying that pressure here early and often, Chuck.
Yeah, they got the turnover, and then they forced him into a timeout at midcourt.
And they get a deflection out of bounds right in front of us. And really, they double-trail Jackson out of that inbounds, that sideline out of bounds play. And here comes the double. And I stepped on the sideline here. And this, the dimensions here are a little unique. That's one thing of playing with this gym is I kind of can't really tell sometimes that that's the sideline.
Oh,
sometimes.
I know. Yeah, it's a little tight. I mean, it's a regulation gym, of course, but it just sometimes looks like it's tight.
So Northside Christian turns it over. Here comes Braylon Cardonier out front. Gives it over to Benjamin York. He looks out at three, looks on the inside, gives it to Vince Borcher, who's in the lane. He stops. Borcher gives it back out to Benjamin York on the inside. The feed to Braylon Cardonier. Three-point shot from York is short. Rebound goes down to Braylon Cardonier. Francis up ahead. Here's Braylon Cardonier.
Take it into a punch step.
Cardonier getting instructions here to go on the inside. He's blocked, but it'll stay with the Raiders. Oh, 6:22 to go here in the first. 2-0 our score. Rushi ahead of Northside Christian. Northside Christian getting in here by beating Shekinah Christian in the district final. Turnaround shot by Cardonier. In and out. Tough break there for the Raiders. And the Lions come down with the basketball. Here's Jackson. Gets it back out over to Lovegood. It's tipped out, and it's going to go off the Lions here right in front of head coach Spencer Cardonier.
That's third turnover.
I was going to say three turnovers, and we're just under 2 minutes that we played in this contest. Comes Borchers, gives it right side to York. York rejects the screen, goes on the inside, looking to go up and under, and that ball's taken away by Lovegood. Nice defense by the Lions.
He got no man's land down there. He had no place to go with the ball.
Nice help side defense by the Lions to force that turnover. Here comes Jackson in the lane, just going to throw it up, and we got an offensive player control foul on Trail Jackson. Just all out of sorts there.
Seb Schultz, he took the charge.
Harrison Hoopkin not happy with that call there.
Oh, it was absolute or correct call. Yeah.
But Jackson Grogene in the lineup here for the Raiders as Dominic Francis subs out. A little atypical. You usually see Grogene come in for Schultze first.
Yeah.
Raiders usually only play six deep. Rarely, sometimes maybe go seven deep. York is on the inside of Cardonier, toughing up to the basket. Nice play by Braylon Cardonier to get the bucket. Braylon worked his way to fifth all-time in Raiders history in scoring as there's a foul by York out front. He passed his father, Spencer, in the last game in the all-time Raiders scoring list. Sideline out of bounds here for the Lions. It's going to be Aziz Baad, the inbounder. 4-0 here, a 5:19 to go in the first. They get the inbound here, race to the basket. That ball swatted by Vince Borchers. Pinballs around back to the aforementioned Borchers. Here he's up in the forecourt, navigating his way to the basket. Kicks it to the corner. Schultze, left wing, three, off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Borchers, though, and he kisses it off the glass and scores.
There you go.
And the Raiders running their run and jump. Here comes Jackson up in the forecourt. Kicks it to the corner for Lovegood. And Lovegood gets Northside Christian on the board with 4:49 to go here in the first quarter. So 6-3, a much needed answer for Coach Harrison Hoopkins' squad. On the corner, goes to the left side to Vince Borchers. He's in the lane. Looks at a nice cutting Zeb Schultze to the basket, but he's fouled going up. And he'll go to the line for two. Schultze to the line. He's 57% from the line this year. It was a nice cut by Schultze to get to the basket. And he connects on the first one. Raider lead back up to four.
You got one. You got one. Tell Benjamin.
Let's go him.
Schulze at the line, in and out. So Zeb Schulze will split from the line, 7-3. Rushi ahead of Northside Christian. Here comes Jackson up in the forecourt. Porter's trying to get in there and get a steal. Here comes Jackson on the inside. Cuts out, gives it out. Back up over to Kiate. Over top, over to Josh Cook. Cook's going to fire a three, and Northside Christian has got two threes in as many possessions.
I'll tell you what, that's how you stay in games like this.
And here comes Dominic Francis racing to come back in here. And at the next dead ball, Cardonier out front, gives it over to Borchers. Borchers on the inside. Press back over to York. York going to kick it over to Grogine. 7-6 our score, 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Cardonier gets on the inside to York, and we got a foul. It's going to go against Northside Christian. It's going to be the 13th foul. It's going to be on Trell Jackson. That's his second. Yeah.
He had the charge at this end, and whatever he did at the other end, I didn't see it. But
Schulze wanted to come out. Francis in. And in for the Lions is number 25, Dally Jackson. Cardonier gets the inbound. Back over to York. Over to Jackson Grogie. Deep beyond the arc. He loves to shoot him out there. That shot, though, is no good. Rebound down to Borchers, who scores up and in. Vince Borchers with his second bucket of the night, and the Raiders back up by three. Up front, it's Josh Cook, who just hit the three on the last possession for the Lions. Comes Cook to the left side. Up on the inside, and the Lions going to lose control of the basketball and turn it over. I believe it's their fourth turnover already.
It was their fourth.
Here comes Borchers up across the timeline. 3:03 to go in the first quarter. 9-6 our score. Borchers trying to change that, and he adds to the score as he kisses it off the glass. He's got a half dozen here in the first quarter, and the Raiders lead by five.
He is so strong.
Just like Braden Mesher, we watched him last night.
Same style. Same type of player, yes, absolutely.
Chris Grogian out front just harassing the Lions. They work around the arc, and he got away with a clear double dribble, and Borchers will block him out of bounds. That's Spencer Cardona pleading for a double dribble.
I was too, and I need to knock it off so they don't throw me out of here.
Lovegood gets the inbound, gets it back up over here to Paul Kiate. On the inside, guarded by York. Back up over to Aziz Ba. Ba getting harassed here, and we got a carry right here. Coach Harrison Hoofkin confused. That's veteran official Ben Kramer making that call right there. And I believe he's calling some sort of carry as a way, like the motion of an official.
Yeah.
And I see he didn't have a really good view from there. Comes York, right wing. Percutter gets it up over to Vince Borchers. Borchers on the inside, kicks it out to Jackson Grogine. Grogine out front, goes to that left wing, looking for Francis off the roll. He gives it over to York. York on the inside. And it's taken away by Northside Christian before it's taken right back by the Raiders. Cardonier on that right wing, goes on the inside to Francis, but I think they're going to call Francis for a push off.
Absolutely.
There on the inside. He was all alone there, and that was the reason why.
Yeah, you see that arm extend, and it gets you some room. You're going to get called most of the time.
Zeb Schulze will come in the game. Benjamin York going to come out. 11-6 our score with 1:57 to go. Here in the first quarter, Raiders ahead of Northside Christian here on scoresbroadcast.com. Winner will advance to the Nutter Center on Saturday night at 4 o'clock. In the regional final, Raiders looking to get back to state for the third straight year. There's the Lions out front. It's Kiate being guarded by Schulze on the inside to the basket. That's swatted again by Dominic Francis.
Wow. That's the thing. You turn the corner, I got a layup. Nope. You got dinner.
Yeah, you got someone on patrol watch there. SWAT patrol. A ball's deflected on the inbound. Comes Northside Christian on the inside, and that SWAT patrol's there again. It's Dominic Francis, and there's a foul in backcourt on the Lions. It's going to go against
think it's four.
Dolly Jackson.
Foul number 25. Bailey Jackson, that's his first
team's fourth. Vince Borchers out front here, goes to the left side over to Braylon Cordonier. Cordonier kicks it out to Jackson Grojean. Back to Vince Borchers. Up on the right side to Jackson Grojean. Grojean on the inside over to Braylon Cordonier. Cordonier puts it on the deck. Looks to go up. Kicks it back to Grojean. Grojean gives a shot fake. Goes on the inside. Motors to the basket, but he'll go to the line for two free throws.
Good take.
And Grojean's only had 10 free throw attempts this year. He's 60% from the line. We'd like to remind you that a proud sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com is Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Laramie. Schaefer Propane provides propane to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Oil provides these same customers with gasoline and diesel fuels. Schaefer Oil is also a distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. This is a four-generation business started in 1945 by Elmer Schaefer, and its legacy continues today with many of the great grandkids coming a part of the firm. Schaefer Oil and Propane is pleased to partner with Scores Broadcast and help power the online coverage of our area athletes. Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Laramie, energy for today and tomorrow. And Grojean hit both free throws, and we got another foul there. I was looking down at my paper there, yeah, what happened right there.
Pushed off and knocked him down. It's going to be offensive, though, so even though that's the fifth team foul, it'll still be out of bounds.
So 13-6 Raiders at 54 seconds to go here in the quarter. Cordonier gets it on the left elbow, feeds Francis on the inside, going over the reverse layup, shot no good, gets his own board, but gets it ripped away as there's a tie-up, and Arrow favors the Raiders.
I said I don't know if I've seen them come out flat. They're kind of flat tonight so far.
You decide!
Thing is, you know, it's been a while since the Raiders have played Marion in their last regular season game. It's hard sometimes when the quality of opponent's been down for them to get up. That's
oh,
one of the
I get it.
Downfalls of being a one seed. Shot no good by Borcher. Schulte's shot attempt is swatted by Northside Christian. They'll stay with the Raiders. Borchers will take it out on the baseline. Gets it up over to Schulte, back to Grojean on the top of the key. Right side, Borchers. On the inside, Francis. Francis puts it on the deck. Nice reverse layup by Dominic Francis to get the score. Man, doing that work without the dribble. Just, he does such a good job of that, does Dominic Francis.
Yeah, used the rim to protect. They weren't going to block the shot.
And doing something without a dribble is pretty impressive as well. Here comes Josh Cook up ahead. Cook at the volleyball line. Lions trying to get something here. And they're just going to throw it away. And as with 3.1 seconds, Raiders will have a chance to go the length of the floor here. As Benjamin York back in the lineup. I think they think we're the book down there.
I got you. I got you.
Here's Borchers. Up ahead here, 3 seconds to go. Back to Cordonier, half court. And I don't think he was quite across half court. And he got the shot off no good there. 13-6 at the end of 8 minutes of play. Rushi ahead of Northside Christian here on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, back here on scoresbroadcast.com, 15-6. Rushi ahead of Northside Christian as we start the second quarter here, and Raiders taking control, like you said. Maybe not necessarily the cleanest start for them, but they've got a 9-point lead.
Yeah, no, I mean, they hit 2 threes. That's all they got. They did a great job on Jackson in the first quarter.
And Jackson's got 2 fouls. It's Trell Jackson, 1,000-point scorer here, District Player of the Year out of the Central District. As Lions start the quarter, shots no good. Here come the Raiders in the forecourt. Stewart hands it off to Dominic Francis in the lane, and the Raiders score, and they're up double figures. Dominic Francis now with 6. 17-6 our score here. Borchers looking to pick Jackson's pocket here. On the right side, Jackson going up against Borchers. Shot's no good. Borchers gets the rebound. Up ahead quickly, here's Dominic Francis, and he lays it in. Dominic Francis has 8 points in the contest.
Wow.
Him and Vince Borchers have 14 of the 19 Raider points here tonight. And Raiders really putting the Lions back on their heels here in the first minute of the second quarter. Ball tipped out of bounds by Borchers and will stay with the Lions.
That's got to be frustrating to have every pass you throw get tipped. Every shot you take, you're thinking of getting shoved down your throat.
And there's another one right there by Jackson Grogene. Tips that one out. Oh, shifty out of bounds player here a little bit. In the corner here, it's Josh Cook out front. He has one of those 2 threes for the Lions. Cook goes on the inside, and shot's no good. There, and the rebound comes down to the Raiders. Here comes Cordonier, left side. Cordonier will swing it to York. York on the inside to Francis. Nearly ripped away. Francis gets it on the inside. Hits the deck, goes up, tries to kiss it off the glass. Gets his own rebound. Francis a third time going up. And it's tipped out of bounds and will stay with the Raiders. Look at all those Rushi coaches standing up giving signals.
Hopefully they're all giving the same signal.
I think they know there's a team sitting out in the wing that's trying to pick up on their signals here, maybe. As Raiders turn it over here. But that's what you got to do in the postseason when you've seen each other so many times,
like
Shelby County teams have.
Yep.
Ball's picked away here by Vince Borchers. Borchers up ahead. York. Hard off the glass, weak side rebound Francis, and Dominic Francis has got 10 here as we got 6:05 to go to the half. Raiders in control, up 15, 21-6 on Northside Christian. We'll step aside and come back with more action here next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been part of Ohio for over 100 years. Osgood Bank offers 4 convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus, our technology supports customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing people and businesses with the very best services a community bank can offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment in Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Back here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 21-6 our score here, Rushi ahead of Northside Christian. And Raiders really, Chuck, in these first 2 minutes, starting to take control here.
Yeah, I mean, if their pressure is good, they're having trouble. They're not going to score a lot of points.
Here comes Cook. Cook on the left wing. Raiders coaches want a 5-second count. Lovegood in the corner. Fires a high arcing three. And the rebound falls down to Jackson Grogene. Here comes Borchers up ahead. Borchers in the forecourt. Here's Jackson Grogene. Swings it to Braylon Cordonier. Cordonier only with 1 field goal here so far. York hasn't scored yet. But the Raiders do a pretty good job between these 6 spreading the wealth around in terms of points.
Yeah, you never know who's going to be their leading scorer. It could be any one of them.
Landon Monin has checked in the ball game as well for the Raiders. for Donner in the lane. He turns around with the right hand and scores, and the Raider lead up to 17.
He can be so smooth.
Braylon going to play baseball at Marshall University, of course, the Shelby County League Player of the Year. Two-time League Player of the Year in baseball. And also has the school record in golf. Here on the inside comes Northside Christian. Shot off the mark here by Paul Chiatte. So Raiders come up ahead. On the right side, it's Vince Borchers looking to give it to Braylon Cardonier on the inside. Monin swings it to the left side to Grojean. Inside to Zeb Schulze. Schulze hits the deck. And he goes around with the left hand. Shot no good. Rebound down to Borchers, who puts it in. Raiders putting on an offensive clinic here with the rebounding.
10 offensive rebounds so far in a quarter and a half.
Boy, and Marion had 6 offensive rebounds last night, and that looked like an offensive clinic with 6.
Yeah, I know.
Here come the Lions, and the Raiders swipe it away. Here's Jackson Grojean. Grojean weaves to the middle of the court in the forecourt, and Grojean is walloped there by Northside Christian. First foul of the quarter. Raiders ahead 25-6 with 4:06 to go until halftime. Of course, winner of this game will move to the regional final at Nutter Center at 4 p.m. And we're pretty much, you know, we're hoping that's going to be Botkins. As Braylon Cardonier gets the entry pass and scores, Raiders now up 21. 6 points now for Braylon Cardonier. Comes Jackson. Jackson on the inside, and he's fouled, and we'll go to the line for 2. And Cutaway Styling Salon at 15 Elm Street is the family salon for mom, dad, and all the kids and adult children. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway. We'll style you with beautiful hair and beautiful care at Cutaway Styling and Salon in Fort Laramie. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo and the stylists are Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, and Kathy Wilson. It's open Monday through Saturday. 40 years of styling at Cutaway Salon. Our experience, your styling will help you create it. Walk into Cutaway and come out styling at Cutaway Styling and Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Laramie. Some substitutions here. Spencer Cardonier going a little deeper into his bench than he typically does here in the early going. Cooper Unverfurth going to come in the lineup. Well, the only junior that gets really any playing time, if at all, for the Raiders. As Northside Christian goes empty from the line. They've not scored yet this quarter. Just 2 3-point field goals. Their only offense. As the Raiders have been rolling out, scoring the Lions 12-0 this quarter. And jump ball is going to keep it with the Raiders. And subbing in is Paul Chiatte. Katei, I've been wrong on that all night. Jeez. That's a tough one to pronounce.
It is.
Cardonier on the inside gives it up over to Borchers. Back to Cardonier, and he's walloped. And Braylon Cardonier will head to the line for 2. Cardonier on the season, 75% from the line, 60 of 80 coming into this contest. First, like we said, Braylon, the 7th player in Rushi history to eclipse that 1,000-point total. And a first free throw off the mark here from Cardonier. And Cardonier splits from the line there. He's got 7 now. Cardonier's one of those guys, too. I mean, he had a 30-point game earlier in the year, but he's not flashy about his scoring.
No,
he just does it.
Yep.
Ball stolen there by Vince Borchers. A little out of control there, but he scores anyway, and why not?
What a steal. He just took the dribble. He was dribbling the ball, and he said, thank you. I heard him say thank you, so that was very polite.
30-6 our score here. Raiders ahead. And here comes a charge there. Another player control foul. Cooper Unverfurth taking that charge, and all Harrison Hoofkin can do right now is just shake his head.
That is the third foul on Deltravian Jackson, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Or sorry, yeah. And there's Borchers on the inside, and easy does it. Vince Borchers putting this Raider team on his back. The first team all-county selection. Man, he's playing with some motivation right now.
He's an all-state player. I don't care what anybody says. I don't get a vote.
32-6 our score here. Brandon Coverman, Chuck McBee on here. We got a foul out front on Cooper Unperford.
But instead of getting his hands up and sliding his feet, he put a hand on him. They're going to call that.
Charles Jackson comes back in. As the Raiders have outscored Northside Christian 20-0. You said, Chuck, and maybe it looked a little sluggish at the beginning.
They did look a little sluggish, and they're up 32-6. What if they came out hot?
Here's Fortress again on the floor. Gets another steal. Back up over to Dominic Francis, and Spencer Cardone will take the timeout. We'll take it with him. 2:24 to go till half. Rushi 32, Northside Christian 6. We're back after a word from our sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Well, back here on scoresbroadcast.com, 32-6, Rushi fully in control here over Northside Christian. Was 7-6 at one point.
Yep.
You know, Northside Christian came down, hit a pair of triples back-to-back. You're thinking, well, maybe this is a ball game, and Rushi goes, not so fast. 25-0 run for the Raiders.
Yeah, so far.
Here's Borchers on the left wing. Borchers goes back to Cooper Umberforth in the short corner to Braylon Cordonier. Here comes Borchers again in the lane. Off balance. Easy does it. Vince Borchers. He's got 14 points. How do you stop that?
You don't.
Now with 14. Here comes Chill Jackson. And Jackson Grogene going to come in the lineup for the Raiders here in a second. Here come the Lions. Out to the top of the key. It's Jackson on the inside. He's blocked by Landon Monin. We got these guys coming off the bench swatting shots, playing swat patrol here tonight.
Like you said, they're all seniors.
Shot off the mark here. Borchers races down and gets the rebound. Borchers outlets it to Cooper Umberford. Gets it back up over to Vince Borchers. Spins in the lane to the basket. And what else do you expect? A sweet 16 points for Vince Borchers in the first half. And the Raiders up by 30.
10-point quarter for the young man.
And the Raiders on a 29-0 run. And here as they are looking like they're going to punch their ticket to the regional finals. Kicked out. Three-pointer short there by Josh Cook. And the rebound goes down to Cooper Umberford. Here comes Vince Borchers. Borchers up ahead. Borchers gets it to the inside to Monin. Monin turns around. His shot goes in and out. And the rebound goes down to Northside Christian. Comes the Lions out front. It's Charles Jackson looking to get a bucket here. He's been held scoreless and a 1,000-point scorer, and there's a travel out front. It's going to be a travel. It was probably better for them that it wasn't a live ball turnover there.
Yeah, it was about to be, but that was also the third travel on that play before they called it.
Orchard's going to bring it up here. 36-6. 22 seconds to go here. Cardonier on the right side. It's up to Landon Monin. Monin at the top of the key. Looking to give it to Cardonier on the inside. Right side Borchers. Post entry to Braylon Cardonier. He's got three Lions draped all over him. Back to York. Back out to Vince Borchers. And they're going to try to get it on the inside. Borchers loses control. And Northside Christian stepped on the line. He got 1 second left. I'm feeling maybe tip play here. I'm going to go with my Tony Romo bag here. It's a little tip play to the inbounder. If the look is right.
Yeah, well, there it is.
right there to Pagano. You get his ninth, but that's a fall there at the basket. And 36-6 our score. Rushi over Northside Christian. We'll step aside and come back with our halftime report here next on scoresbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7, serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Meyer's has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name, A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs? Reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney, we're your home crew for your honeydew.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Back here on scoresbroadcast.com. Halftime here between Rushi and Northside Christian, and it's a 36-6 advantage for the Raiders. Let's take a look at our first half numbers here, Chuck.
Okay, I was horsing around and I didn't add up, so give me a second.
Got you there.
Hey, okay, 19-3 rebounding advantage, 13-0 on the offensive boards. 4-6 from the free throw line for the Raiders. The Lions 0-2. 2 turnovers for Rushi, 11 turnovers for Northside Christian. They had 2 threes in the first half. Josh Cook hit one, and Zach Lovegrove hit one. They scored 6-0, 6 for the first half. Rushi, led by Vince Borchers, was 16. They got 10 from Dominic Francis, 7 from Cordonier, 2 from Grojean, a free throw from Schulze. They scored 15 and 21 and a lead of 36-6 at the half.
of course, dominant. The Raiders were up ahead 7-6 and have closed this half on a 29-0 run here as well.
The run continues. It hasn't been stopped yet.
Of course, after this game, we will have the second game here on Scores Broadcast. Bakken's taking on Franklin Monroe here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Jack Kramer will slide in and take my spot. But, of course, a second good game coming up here soon. So we're going to step aside, and we'll come back with the second half of action here next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Bakken's, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953. And 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Bakken's.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Bakken's.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Bakken's. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum. Serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillandTangemanFH.com.
Well, back here on scoresbroadcast.com, 36-6 our score as we begin the third quarter. Our halftime report brought to you by Schnippel Construction and Borchers Floor Center. To begin the second half of play here, our first of our doubleheader here on scoresbroadcast.com. Of course, Frank Monroe and Botkins going to be locking horns here after this for the right to play. Well, it's looking in all likely to be the Rushi Raiders in a regional final. There's a look with the victory here tonight. We're 26-0. Raiders start the second half with a steal. It's Braylon Cardonier up ahead. Zeb Schulze in the forecourt. Kicks it to Vince Borchers. And Borchers misses. Yeah, I'd already say he picked up where he left off, but he left that one short.
Yep.
Now, all ones he misses that one.
Yeah, I was going to say. We'll give him that one.
From the Lions out front, it's Josh Cook. He's got one of the two threes for the Lions. And it was 7-6, back-to-back possessions that the Lions came down and hit three-pointers. They have not scored since on the inside. They kick it around. Cook going to fire the three, and the drought still continues for Northside Christian. On the inside, Borchers, his shot is good. He's got 18 points here tonight. That's Vince Borchers. 38-6 now our score. Leaders getting really close towards getting that running clock. Comes the three-pointer. Lovegood, his shot's off the mark and no good.
He hit that first one, and he's missed a couple. He's only gotten three shots off. And they've held Jackson scoreless, their leading scorer.
Of course, only 2 3-pointers, all the offense at Northside Christian can muster. They're in zone. There's what they're doing. They give it in the left side to York, to Cordonier. Tips around, and a little tip drill there. Dominic Francis puts it in. I think the only thing we haven't seen from the Raiders is a Dominic Francis slam. I'm hoping to put that into fruition. There's Jackson, takes it baseline, cut off, kicks it out beyond the arc. To the corner here, Jackson drives baseline, and he's swatted away by Dominic Francis. Borchers up ahead, lobs it up ahead to York. York to the basket, and he loses the basketball, and it'll be a Raider turnover. Jackson Grosjean is going to ready to come to sub in. Schulze going to come out. I'll tell you what, Schulze doesn't score a lot, you know, but he is really, I mean, ever since Spencer Cronier inserted him in the starting lineup, you know, if his sixth game, if you look at a box score, you might say, what difference does he make? But if you show up and come and watch the games, then what a difference does Seb Schulze make?
Yeah, I mean, he does what he needs to do. They don't need him to score. If he gets a few, that's great. But he handles the basketball, and he plays really good defense.
And the Lions, 5:35 to go here in the third quarter, 40-6. Rushi ahead of Northside Christian. Currently on a 33-0 run. Here, Cook on the inside. The spin move. Shot's no good. Rebound goes down to the Lions. Shot no good again. And the rebound goes down to Vince Borchers. Here comes Borchers looking to run the floor. Spins to the left side. Spins in the lane. And he is fouled and will go to the line for two. Vince at the line this year is a 66.2% free throw shooter. Borchers, if he can nail one of these, will initiate a running clock with 5:12 to go and cannot connect on that first one.
He doesn't want the running clock because he won't get to play as many minutes.
Dominic Francis going to come out for the Raiders. And Borchers gets the free throw. He's got 19 on the night.
Yeah, a pretty good half.
And now that running clock will make this game move along here, 41-6. These Lions work it out beyond the arc. It's Jackson, lead scorer of the Lions, looking to go foul line extended here. Turn around, and his face, his shot is blocked. Rebound goes down to the Lions, back to Jackson. Out to Lovegood. Lovegood takes on the inside, and the teardrop falls. 4:47 in the third quarter. Northside Christian finally gets that drought broken by Zach Lovegood. Lovegrove, I should say.
Lovegrove, yeah.
Left side three, Jackson Grogene, his shot's off the mark. Rebound down to York, his shot's no good. And he'll stay with the Rushi Raiders here.
Benjamin York has not scored yet.
No. Jackson Grogene, he doesn't have a field goal yet either.
No.
He just has two free throws. Three-pointer from the aforementioned York is short off the mark. Landon Monning gets the rebound. The turnaround shot no good. Pinballs around down to Northside Christian. Cook bringing it up the floor. Cook to the left side. Over to Charles Jackson. Back to Cook. Cook out towards center circle with 3:50 to go in the third quarter. 41-8 our score here. So we've got this running clock initiated here in this regional semifinal. Inside, here comes the Lions, and they are blocked. And we're going to stay with the Lions here, as serving the region since 1972 and celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker has been one of the two or three most valued insurance agencies in the area. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one insurance is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Raiders get a takeaway after a couple blocks on Northside Christian. York still having a cold night, still struggling from the field here tonight. As Cooper Unverfurth will come in.
He just needs to relax. He needs to see one go in, and then he'll be fine. He's a good shooter.
Just one of those nights it's been for Benjamin York, but for the rest of the Raider team, they have been too hot to handle here for Northside Christian. It's only a 5-2 advantage in this quarter, but we've got a running clock initiating now most of this quarter. So we know what a dampering that puts on the scoring here sometimes. Cook, three-pointer, off the mark, no good, and Grogene gets the rebound. Here comes Jackson Grogene to the right side. Grogene back to the middle, to the left side, over to Vince Porchers. Porchers in the lane. His shot rolls in, and Vince Porchers is over the 20-point threshold. He's got 21.
He's pretty darn good.
Three-year varsity player is Vince Porchers. And we got to travel out front on Northside Christian and all. Coach Harrison Hoofkin can do is shake his head. And as Northside Christian has run into a buzzsaw here, as the Borchers going to come into the lineup, and might see probably at this quarter break, Coach Spencer Kreiner empty his bench here a little bit to play the fourth quarter. Push up ahead. Lions still in his zone. Right side over to Jackson Grogene. Back to Borchers. Left side under Firth into Cordonier. Back to Grogene to Borchers. Inside to Zeb Borchers. Borchers goes up, and Zeb Borchers cracks the box score here in this regional semifinals.
Good ball movement that time.
And the Lions play in his zone. They matched up in man earlier. It's 45-8. Back out over Tiate. He's on the inside. He goes up. His shot short, and Grogene pulls down the board. Here comes Vince Borchers. Borchers up ahead. Borchers on the elbow. Spins on the inside. Dishes it to Cooper Unverford. Unverford's going to kick it back out to Grogene. Kicks it to Braylon Cordonier. He's going to eye a three. Too much off the mark. And two Raiders were going for the rebound. And it'll kick out off the Raiders and be Lion basketball. And then Monin and Landon and Kleiman will check in. Braylon Cordonier and Vince Borchers going to sub out. They get a nice hand from the Raider faithful here tonight. As that'll be all from them here tonight. They'll play back in a regional final Saturday at the Nutter Center at 4 o'clock against Botkins or Frank Monroe. And there's Chell Jackson getting a bucket right before the horn expires here in the third quarter. Our score, Rushi 45, and Northside Christian 10. We'll step aside and come back with the fourth quarter of action here next on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BrukensPub.com.
Well, back here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, a 45-10 lead for Rushi. Let's start this fourth quarter with a running clock to the Raiders as we have most of the third quarter. It's a Borcher shot. Is off the mark, and now this is some just time to go play here, I guess, and get some of Spencer Cardonier's team some more rest. It seems like they've been resting most of this tournament anyway.
Yeah, the last thing you want to see is an injury when you got guys out there that really don't need to be there.
Told Jackson, his shot off the mark, rebound down to Landon Kleiman. Right side, Landon Kleiman to Landon Monin. It's back out to Kleiman. Kleiman will eye a three, and it's off the mark. And here comes Josh Cook with three of the 10 points for Northside Christian. Artie Coberman and Chuck McPhee giving you the action here.
I don't know if I've ever heard a quieter gym in a regional semifinal.
Well, the Village of Rushi is home to a company that serves Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern United States. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services is in big demand. O'Reilly offers tool sharpenings, recoding, and special grinds at a fraction of the replacement cost. And they'll grind your first 10 tools for free. They're always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main Street in Rushi. And they're looking for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. You can contact them at OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly is pleased to participate in the broadcasting of high school sports here on ScoresBroadcasting.com. Monin on the left block for Rushi. Kicks out Cooper Umberford, and he's got it. The Raiders have won every game at least by double figures this year, and one of the things to look at in the future after this season is, of course, Cooper Umberford. There's not that many juniors that are on the Raiders roster.
He is the only junior that I see.
Kicks around, and Umberford gets the basketball. It's Cooper Umberford and Maddox Gubo are the two juniors on the roster. As Grosjean gets it on the right side, he'll take the jump shot, and that goes out. 48-10, our score with 5:26 to go. Here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Raiders in control. One point it was 7-6, and then the Raiders proceeded to score the next 33 straight. Shot on the inside, no good, but tipped up and in and cleaned up there by Aziz Ba. As Landon Plyman exits out, Micah Grease up in for Rushi. Umberford out front, gives up over to Greaseup. He's from the right side over to Grosjean. Northside Christian still in that zone, top of the key to Umberford. Over to Landon Mon and kicks it out to Jackson Grosjean. Right side, Zeb Borchers back to Umberford. I thought Umberford was going to maybe try the three.
Why not?
Spencer Cardon here looked at him like, why don't you take that? Wide open just from the other corner, you hit one a second ago. Landon Mon in on the inside, he'll get the bucket.
Good ball movement.
Look at some of these guys that come in and play towards the end for the Raiders. Some of them will be starting on some of these areas.
Oh, absolutely.
I got a foul out front, and the A&M Pallet Company on Rangeline Road in Rushi began in 1986 with one large customer. Today, four decades later, they serve 200 additional businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. Inland Pallets pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, and receive an education and raise families. And if you're looking to work, A&M Pallet has entry-level positions on its first shift, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Just message them on Facebook at 937-295-3093. A&M Pallet, affordably manufactured in Rushi. 50-20 our score here. Rushi ahead of Northside Christian as Caleb Umberford checks in the lineup. Michael Greasup gets it in the short corner. Greasup will kick it out to Cooper Umberford. His three is off the mark. And the rebound goes down to Josh Cook of Northside Christian. Now working up ahead here quickly is Josh Cook. He throws it up, and he is fouled. It's Cook. And, of course, like we said, a lot of broadcasting coming up here. Of course, Friday night, we'll have the girls' state semifinals starting at 6, where we have the Laramie girls taking on Ottoville. And then after that, we'll carry the Minster-Columbus Grove game, D7 and D6, respectively, those two games. And then, of course, we'll be back on the air to cover Rushi at 4 o'clock in the D7 finals. But predating that game will be Anna, who Anna, of course, had the big upset of the night last night against Tri-Village.
Still smiling about that one.
7 seconds to go there. And Evan Myers hit the big shot to put them on top of the Western Ohio Athletic Conference champions, Tri-Village. And talked about how that's shown just the strength of Shelby County. The team that tied for third defeats the WOAC champs. Pretty impressive as climbing on the inside, his shot's no good. We had a free throw hit by Northside Christian as well, and Maddox Scubo in the lineup for Rushi. Oh, I gotta give though props to Coach Harrison, who cannot just because I'm a Buckeye fan like you, Chuck, but for coaching these kids. He's asked the church to do this, and now taking these kids, of course, to a regional tournament. Of course, being Shekinah Christian to get here playing in that Mid-Ohio Christian League, but hats off to him. He's going to medical school, and sometimes we get caught up in things like coaching about the wins and the losses. Sometimes it's about life.
Yep, oh, I agree. And I think, you know, I've heard good things about what he does with the kids, and they have been a class act here, getting beat pretty badly, probably as bad as they've lost a game all year, and still they just stay in right there and they're still playing hard.
And yeah, really take a look at this, and their games they lost are high scoring games, really close games. I mean, I don't see a game that they've lost by more than 7 this year. So they've definitely run into, unfortunately, the top rated team in Division 7 here tonight in the Rushi Raiders, as they are one step closer to trying to go back to state for the third straight year. Caleb Umberford will try a three, and he cans it from the left wing. And that brings a smile, as I think Caleb Umberford is a fan favorite here of the Rushi crowd. Shot goes on the inside, and we got a foul here as the clock continues to roll, 53-13. It'll be Dolly Jackson at the line. First free throw is up and in. Next shot by Jackson off the mark. He'll get his own rebound. Kick out a three-pointer off the mark. Loose ball, and Plyman will track it down in the backcourt, give it up over to Zeb Borchers. Borchers going up, and he scores with 10 seconds left. And that's going to put the cherry on top here tonight. Rushi will win 55-14 as Northside Christian gets a layup at the horn. 55-16 our score. Rushi punches their ticket to the regional finals. We'll step aside and come back with our post-game wrap-up here next on ScoresPodcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
she?
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, back here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Rushi Raiders defeat Northside Christian 55-16. Let's take a look at our final numbers here, Chuck.
Well, rebounding was absolutely Rushi, 33-12, 12-3 on the offensive boards. The Raiders only turned it three times for the game. The Lions turned it 13. Not horrible against Rushi. 0-for-2 from the free throw line, so they were 2-of-4. So they were 2-of-6 from the free throw line. Leading scorer for Zach Lovegrove scored 5, and Josh Cook scored 4. We'll go with Zach Lovegrove as my player of the game on the fifth side for Clancy's for the Lions. On the other side, Porchers had 21. They got 12 out of Dominic Francis. I'm going to go with Vince Porchers. He was just amazing tonight. Played great defense on their leading scorer, Devon Grell Jackson, and scored 21 on his own. So I'm going to go with Porchers and Lovegrove.
All right, well, we'll step aside here and wrap it up here next on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi defeats Northside.
Delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Height Camp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Height Camp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Well, back here from Vandalia Butler High School, the Student Activity Center, Brandon Coverman and Chuck McBee. Our score, Rushi 55, Northside Christian 16. Well, if you're dreaming of owning a home in Ohio with F&M's Home Buyer Plus Savings Account, that dream is a lot closer than you think. They have a 7.5% interest rate on their accounts designed to help hardworking Ohioans. Their F&M Home Buyer Account makes it easier for you to save for your future. Visit their locations in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana and ask about their Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply. Well, we'll be at Rushi. We'll be here and broadcast Rushi's game at 4 o'clock Saturday at the Nutter Center. We're going to figure out who their opponent is in a little bit. Another WOAC Shelby County showdown. Botkins, Franklin Road. Jack Kramer is going to slide in and take my spot for the nightcap here. But it's going to be a good one. And hopefully the Shelby County League can come out on top again and flex their muscles.
It should be a good game. Should be fun. Looking forward to it.
Well, that's going to do it for us here from Vandalia Butler High School. We'll step aside for the final time here. The Rushi Raiders defeat the Northside Christian Lions 55-16. For Chuck McBee, I'm Brandon Coverman here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.